I'm looking out the window and I'm looking at snow. And here it is, almost May. Hi, I'm Michael Wilde. This is Mostly Singles on WGXC 90.7 FM. And tonight it's duets, old 78s in New Zealand. All of which are great, and a lot of what I've been playing lately. My favorites, with special emphasis on Pioneers. Many of these being early recordings, these 78s, and tonight it's a kind of culmination, a melding of, and bringing together of all my various loves, duos, duets, the 1930s, toe tapping sides in New Zealand. So let's get to it. Here's Annette Hanshaw, Body and Soul.
I'm lost in the dark. Where is the fall for my love? I'm lost in the night, holding the light of my love. The heavens opened and closed, as well I might have supposed. And I am left in this abandon, so far removed from all that I had planned on. My days have grown so lonely, for I have lost my one and only. My pride has been humbled, but I am his body and soul. I was a mere sensation. My house of cards had no foundation, although it has tumbled. I still am his body and soul. What lies before me? The future is stormy, a winter that's gray and old. Unless there's magic, the end will be tragic and echo the tale that's been told so often. My life revolved about him. What earthly good am I without him? My castles have crumbled, but I am his body and soul. Revolved about him. Lord knows I'm just no good without him. My castles have crumbled, but I am his body and
I'm not obscene. Look at me, saggy, baggy, and 5'3". How could he ever want to look twice at me? How could you love the likes of me? So I'll stay inside these walls myself away. Day after day I stare at my TV and hope and pray that my poor flesh will melt. So lucky the way you grew. I can't bear to have my face and body seen on them. You all stand, I want to shiver up and disappear, to fall into the deep. Show my obscenity. Sights like me are never meant to be proud and free. I'm locked away with my destiny. Save your tears. I've lived with this for all my fading years. It's very clear that some of us were never meant to. Our ugliness with you, 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 walk out there. I'll go back to my shadow show, where I'll go into the world I know, go where no mirrors grow.
Streets down past the shop displays I heard cathedral bells tripping down the alleyways as I walked on. And when you ran to me, your cheeks flushed with the night. We walked on frosted fields of juniper and lamplight. I held your
No.
Feeling Dizzy, Everything But the Girl on Cherry Red Records from 1982. Yes, I've played it before, but the beautiful B-side of the also beautiful Night and Day, I can't get enough of. Everything But the Girl was an English duo from Kingston upon Hull. Lead singer and sometimes guitarist Tracy Thorne, formerly of Marine Girls, a trio, and guitarist, keyboardist, singer-songwriter Ben Watt. The name was taken from the slogan on the front of Turner's Furniture Shop in Hull, which is odd since Thorne is the girl. It's confusing. Active 1982 to 2000, intended as a one-off, this, their debut single, is one of my favorite records on earth, which is why I played it again, yet again. And before that, for Emily, wherever I may find her, whenever I may find her, Simon and Garfunkel and the Columbia label from 1966. From their third studio album, Parsley, Sage, Rosemary, and Thyme, and sung solely by Art with a lot of reverb and 12-string acoustic guitar. First issued as the B-side on the Hazy Shade of Winter, a standalone single in this year, 1966, written in one night, and to me, one of their best and longest-lasting beauties. If you're wondering about that scale, not that you were, but if you're wondering about that scale, it's Mixolydian. It's identical to a major scale, but with the seventh step lowered, giving things some flexibility, which, if you listen to the rhythms and accents in the verses, are varied. I imagine this makes singing them difficult, but we're talking about Art Garfunkel, so, you know, piece of cake, right? He didn't think so, and he played this, one of the standards in his set, and for all I know, he's still singing it. And he's on record as saying it's incredibly difficult to sing. And I think it's because of the scale and the way that it allows for the accents to go various ways. I think that would be like walking up a set of stairs that where every stair is shaped differently. Or not shaped differently, like where every set of stairs in the staircase is a different length apart from the one before it and above it. If you've ever tried to go up a staircase like that, you find yourself stumbling. In fact, I think it's illegal to make a staircase like that. I know this because I had one in the first apartment I lived in New York had that. It was fixed by somebody who wasn't qualified. And I stumbled on that stair every single time I went up the stairs. Before that, Inside Story, that was Chris Knox on The Flying Nun, released in May 1993 from Polyphoto Duck Shaped Pain and Gum, which is a CD that came out in 1993. Polyphoto being the first track medley, Duck-Shaped Pain, the 16-track LP, and Gum, the, quote, free bonus previously unreleased EP, 5 tracks. This one, in his handwriting on the liner notes, quote, based on an Oprah show, people who thought they were too ugly to be seen by the world at large, they were totally normal-looking. There's a great music video Chris Knox made of this on YouTube with different people's faces pixeled and then coming into focus while they do ordinary things around the house. And, you know, they're lip syncing or the song is lip-synced onto their faces while they move their lips to it. I don't know exactly. You know, it's a complicated way of saying lip-syncing, but it's one of his better music videos, and they're all cool. I mean, many of them are cool. They're all varied and use lots of effects and elaborate makeups. Each one is handmade and unique. Chris Knox, who is himself handmade and unique, and we both have the same set of Monster magazines going way back to the late 50s. So if I start talking about Freaks or Dwight Fry, it all started with this magazine from when I was little. That and a book by William K. Everson called The Bad Guys, which I've been thinking about a lot lately. I got that when I was 5. Late Beethoven and Lon Chaney Sr. were my two great loves. And now, also add to that list, New Zealand, old 78s, and duets, which is the theme of tonight's Mostly Singles. We started out that set with Body and Soul. That was Annette Hanshaw on the Harmony label from 1930. Right at the tail end of this, you can hear the beginning of her trademark, That's All, but then it cuts off. I mentioned last show that out of her 250-plus recorded sides, she only liked 5 and only loved 1. And this is it. This is the one that she loved. And that was also wooed by Hollywood and wasn't interested. She was shy, and her standards were high. And as with most great artists, what you hear sounds effortless and simple, but when you listen to her phrasing and her way with a song, it's nuanced and uncommonly affecting, which she manages to put across, a songwriter's dream. And we kicked off the show with China Boy. That was Carl Kress and Dick McDonough on Jazz Archives from 1937, with Milt Yaner on alto sax, Adrian Rollini on bass sax and vibraphone, Sammy Weiss on drums, unknown artist on trumpet and trombone. Written in 1922 by Dick Winfrey and Phil Boutelje, that's Boutelje, and a song that came from vaudeville. I'm Michael Wilde. This is the Duets Old 78s in New Zealand show. I'm playing stuff that I've been playing a lot of lately. I'm continuing along. I wanted to figure out how to add New Zealand to this. I couldn't quite do it last month. I don't know why. It wasn't in the cards. But that idea was still kicking around in my head. And tonight, I think the magic here is to bring in the idea of duets in addition to the old 78s and just the all around virtuosity of the musicianship. I think the New Zealand angle fits really well with this. At least I hope it does. So we're going to keep going now with Joe Venuti and Eddie Lang. Thank you.
I got a mother in Beulahland, out shine the sun. I got a mother in Beulahland, out shine the sun. I got a mother in Beulahland, out shine the sun. Way beyond the sky. Yes, come on, go hold the Beulah land, outshine the sun. Come on and go to Beulah land, outshine the sun. Come on and go hold the Beulah land, way beyond the skies. I got a father in Beulah land, outshine the sun. I got a father in Beulah land, outshine the sun. I got a father in Beulah land, way beyond the sky. Outshine the sun. Come on and go to Beulah land, outshine the sun. Come on and go hold the Beulah land, way beyond the sky. Got a sister in Beulah land, outshine the sun. I got a sister in Beulah land, outshine the sun. I got a sister in Beulah land, way beyond the sky. Yes, come on and go hold the Beulah land. Come on and go to Beulah land. Hold the Beulah land, outshine the sun, way beyond the sky.
Beulah land, that was Mississippi John Hurt on the Vanguard label from 1966 from the LP Mississippi John Hurt Today, his first album for Vanguard and his last before his death that same year. I love his singing and playing. He soothes and settles me. And I've been playing a lot of them. And I'm running out of Mississippi John Hurt music to play. I've been really like leaning on the Mississippi John pedal pretty hard. And I think this is the only one I'm playing today, tonight. I think, I'm pretty sure. You know, I set these shows up with a little extra at the end in case I run short. So, you know, I may have tagged one of his on to that, but I don't think so. Did I mention that I'm specializing tonight again, yet again, on guitar, especially pioneering guitar, and especially early, I guess it's, it ended up sort of accidentally being early jazz guitar. But I say accidentally because, you know, I go through pretty exhaustively. I go through the music that I'm interested in putting together, you know, from, you know, that I cull from. And it ended up being very Eddie Lang heavy and Carl Kress heavy. And they're pioneers in early jazz. So it just ended up that way. And I played, it's funny because I played a lot of them the last two shows, and I'm beginning to learn something about my own taste. I mean, I didn't even know that I loved those guys, you know, until I actually, you know, what I do is I record the songs and then I find out more about who's on them. And that's how it shook out. I didn't go out of my way to find, you know, Lang and Kress. It ended up being that way. Interesting. And speaking of guitar masters, before that we heard, that was Segovia, Andre Segovia playing the Spanish Dance number 10 by Enrique Granados, who composed it. This was arranged for guitar by Segovia. It was originally for piano, and you can hear Granados himself playing it. You can hear him playing the entire 12 Spanish dances in a recording from 1912. It's on YouTube. You can find it. It's incredible. Most of these Spanish dances were written in 1883 when Granados was 16. And the reason I'm throwing that out there is because I'm thinking this is the sound of the 19th century. A time that seems impossibly far away, but it's timeless. This timeless beauty, Segovia. I heard him in person when I was 6, but I have no idea if he played this. I hope so. And I'm wondering, can you hope you heard something in retrospect? Well, if you can, I did. I do. Before that, Wildcat, that was Joe Venuti on the violin, Eddie Lang on guitar, the Victor label from 1928 with Frank Signorelli on piano. Recorded at Studio 2 in New York on July 21st, released August 31st, 1928. Django, you say, and Stefan Grappelli? No. First was Venuti and Eddie Lang. You can see them performing a version of this in color in the 1930 King of Jazz. The clip is, again, it's on YouTube. You can watch them play it. It's a different version. It's faster. It's shorter. But it's the same song. But there they are in this movie, which is in color. It's cool. It's not a great movie, though. It's, you know, they didn't know how to make movies yet in 1930. The sound, they didn't know anything at all about I mean, 1930 is so interesting to me because the silent movies had developed into this art form that then the microphone was introduced as a part of the production of the film. And people just had no idea. They had to reinvent the art form, and they didn't realize it. They thought they were just adding sound, but it ended up being something completely different. And they hadn't figured out how to do it yet in 1930. And so a lot of these movies, you know, you're sitting there watching this movie from 1930, going, why is this is bad? But you're not thinking like why it's bad. You're just knowing that it's bad. And then 1931 rolls around and all of a sudden there are these great movies because they figured out how to do it. But in 1930, you know, this King of Jazz, it's kind of a mess, but it's a record of these incredible performers. I mean, who the world had known from 78s and radio. So, that's what we heard just now, Wildcat. And Venuti and Lang were both from Philadelphia, born at the turn of the century, a year apart. I think it was 1903, 1904, I think. Each from Italian immigrant families. They partnered up in their mid-teens and began playing with great musicians in different combos, sometimes recording under different names, which I went into a bit in the last few shows. So if you see on the label, if you see Blind Willie Dunn, that's Eddie Lang, who died early, age 30, mysteriously after a tonsillectomy. Nobody really knows what happened, but that was it for him. Joe Vernuni continued on for decades, faded into obscurity, and then was rediscovered at the tail end of the 60s. He died in 1978 at the ripe old age of 74. You know, life expectancy the year I was born was 60, so I'm glad it's gone up. Pioneered the violin solo in jazz. Frank Signorelli, here on piano, was also a composer and wrote I'll Never Be the Same. Da-da-da-da-da-dum, da-da-da-da-da-dum. It's one of my favorites. I played the Ruth Etting version about a year ago, the one from 1932. This is mostly singles. If you're just tuning in, this is the Duets Old 78s in New Zealand show. I'm catching my headphones now that are falling on the ground, and we're going to keep going. We're going to keep the old time going with Happy Feet. This is Paul Whiteman in his orchestra, again from 1930. Thank you.
myself this heart of mine. I've found a love that's new. The moment I set eyes on you, heaven help this heart of mine. Please handle it with care. It really isn't mine, it's yours to share. I only live for your love, dear. I thrill with desire. My poor heart's afire. The moment you came, it burst into flame. Should I find the fates unkind and lose your love divine, then heaven help this heart of mine. Thank you.
How High the Moon. That was George Barnes and Carl Kress from the LP Two Guitars, recorded live in 1962 from the New York Club and released in 1983 on Stash Records. I've been playing a lot of Carl Kress lately, as I mentioned, who, outside of orchestras, also played duets with Eddie Lang and Dick Madonna in the 1930s. Tony Mottola in 1941, or Mottola, I don't know how to say that, and here with George Barnes in the early to mid-60s, in addition to his solo recordings. If you're wondering how he gets that sound, he uses all fifths tuning, which has perfect fifth intervals between its consecutive strings, B-flat, F, C, G, D, A, typically used by mandolin, violin, mandola, viola, mandocello, and cello. His guitar partner on this, George Barnes, was an American swing jazz guitarist believed to have played the first electric guitar in 1931, preceding Charlie Christian by 6 years. Barnes made his first commercial recording of an electric guitar on March 1st, 1938, in sessions with Big Bill Brunzi, which hopefully I'll get around to playing someday. Haven't played any Big Bill yet. If I put it in these notes, I'm more likely to do it. So a little note to myself. And before that, Heaven Help This Heart of Mine, Eddie Duchin and his orchestra, Victor label, March 1937, with vocal refrain by Buddy Clark. Music and lyrics by Leonard Whitcup, Walter G. Samuels, and Teddy Powell. And a song I've loved for more than 30 years. Once upon a time, I used to go see Vince Giordano and the Nighthawks play at Sophia's downstairs in the Hotel Edison, a band that specialized in 20s and 30s music, playing original arrangements in the original style, who really sounded exactly like these records, only live. And there was dancing, and he would take requests, and I frequently asked for this one, and he'd play it. Not always, but sometimes. And the Sophia's is gone. I saw Mel Brooks there once, and they sang Springtime for Hitler. It was amazing. He was there, I think it was his birthday. I was lucky. It was a lucky night for me. You are listening to WGXC Acre, Catskill and Hudson, 90.7 FM. This is Mostly Singles. I'm Michael Wilde. Tonight it's Duets 78s in New Zealand. We're a bit of New Zealand, more New Zealand coming up in this next set. I want to finish talking about what we just heard before the Eddie Duchin record. That was I Never Knew. That was Peck's Bad Boys on the Ash label from, that's ASCH, from 1942, written by Ted Fiorito in 1925. Here with Alan Roos, guitar, Jimmy Smith, electric console. That sounds to me like a steel guitar. Mike Widmer, electric guitar, and Leonard Corsal on string bass. The guitarist Roos started playing professional banjo at age 12 and then switched, learning guitar from George Van Epps, inventor of the seven-string guitar, adding a bass string, who was no slouch. I mean, I had no idea who he was. I saw this. I looked it up. I read his bio. He's a giant. I'm sure people who know this subject well know perfectly who George Van Epps is. Anyway, the guitarist here learned how to play his instrument from the guy. By the middle of the 1930s, this is Alan Roos we're talking about, he was playing in Benny Goodman's orchestra along with Paul Whiteman, Jack Teagarden, and later on Jimmy Dorsey and Harry James from around when this recording was made, you know, in the early 40s. A hardworking session man, too, who achieved immortality playing rhythm guitar for the song Grim Grinning Ghosts in Disney's Haunted Mansion. And I do mean immortality. I mean, when we're all dead and gone, his rhythm guitar will still be playing. And unborn generations will hear it. It's scary, no? I never knew. And we started that out with Happy Feet, That was Paul Whiteman and his orchestra on the Columbia label from 1930, featuring Joe Venuti and Eddie Lang, yet again, apparently joined at the hip rhythmically. This time with a Milton Ager, Jack Yellen number, the same team that brought us Happy Days Are Here Again from the previous year, and both these songs appear as well in The King of Jazz, that movie I was talking about before, and was picked up by Franklin D. Roosevelt for his 1932 presidential campaign. Happy Feet Are Here Again. I played that one, I think the Bing version, a few years ago on this show. And I hope you dig that crooning, chum. Here it's Bing and the Rhythm Boys. It's Bing again. I played the Mariners. That's right, I played the Mariners. So this is the Bing version with the Rhythm Boys, a jazz bow trio. All the musicians on this record are great. And all the musicians on this show are great. They all of them. I think that's why I'm carrying through with this. I was talking about Mississippi John soothing and settling me. That whole thing started with, Balm for the Soul. The new year had ushered in this new kind of feeling, and here it is spring, and I got all caught up with this idea of being soothed and comforted, and I've been playing this music that does that, and I kind of have just sort of just kept it going. There's so much of this stuff, and I wanted to sort of introduce, bring in some new aspect to that idea. Hence New Zealand, which isn't a new aspect for me. I'm kind of gathering in all of the things that love and comfort me, and that feature a very high degree of musicianship. So I'm setting the bar higher and higher for myself, like music wise. Cause when I start playing that stuff when I was collecting records from when I was a teenager, the singles, punk rock, I'm not gonna put in a big plug for your musicianship. I mean, some of them were and are great musicians. Many of them were not. It kind of doesn't matter with that music, or at least it wasn't in those days. That really wasn't a deal breaker, let's say. But back in the 30s and the 20s, if you were going to make records and involve record companies, they took that stuff really seriously, and you really had to play. I mean, you really had to know what you were doing. So I've discovered going through these, or maybe it's just the records that appeal to me that I'm pulling out, that the artists on them, and there are many, are all incredible. I mean, they're all incredible artists. And they're all incredible artists tonight. So we're going to keep this going, and we're going to go over now to New Zealand with more Chris Knox, this time with Alex Bathgate, Tall Dwarfs.
Concealing that there's nothing in the world that we can do. since the black hole in my eye, turning away, no surprise. The sky never sleeps, it goes on forever. We're falling too deep for
'cause you tread on my dreams. Tread softly, tread softly. Because you tread on my dreams, my dreams. Tread on my dreams.
Through the corridors of sleep, past shadows dark and deep, my mind dances and leaps in confusion. I don't know what is real, I can't touch what I feel, and I hide behind the shield of my illusion. So I'll continue to pretend my life will never end. And flowers never bend with the rainfall. The mirror on my wall casts an image dark and small, but I'm not sure at all it's my reflection. I'm blinded by the light of God and truth and right, and I wander in the night without direction. So I'll continue to pretend my life will never end, and flowers never bend with the rainfall. No matter if you're born to play the king or pawn, for the line is thinly drawn between joy and sorrow. So my fantasy becomes reality, and I must be what I must be and face tomorrow. So I'll continue to pretend my life will never end, and flowers never bend with the rainfall.
Flowers Never Bend with the Rainfall, vintage Simon & Garfunkel, on the Columbia label from 1966, the gold standard of harmonizing in a duet. Beautiful, too, is that you can't go wrong interpreting this song. Your version of what it means is just as good as mine. That people grab hold of the imagery and react is, to me, what makes it potent. It still has this effect, as though it were written yesterday. The New Zealand music does that to me too, especially the ones I'm playing tonight. There's always something more to hear in them. It's why I like to play them on the show more than once, and I'm hoping this happens for you as well. Before that, Tread Softly, that was Tiny Ruins with Hamish Kilgore and Gary Hunt. It was a live recording from the Radio New Zealand studio, March 2016. And it appears on the 2015 EP Hurtling Through, the Tiny Ruins. And Tiny Ruins is Holly Fulbrook here with the drummer Hamish Kilgore, founding member of The Clean, as well as The Mad Scene, a 90s New York band, which I missed, and percussionist Gary Hunt from Gary Havoc and the Hurricanes, and also in 1978, Auckland Terror Ways, which was seminal punk, performing live in session at Radio New Zealand for Music 101. I mentioned once that of all the New Zealand artists over five, even six decades, that certain names keep floating to the top for me, and here in this set are among the finest. Before that was Jay Clarkson with Johannes Kontag on the Arch Hill label from 2007, singing Black Hole from the LP Over the Mountain, a project that began with a visit to a friend, the sound artist Johannes Kontag in Berlin and Austria. It evolved into a true collaboration with one of New Zealand's greatest songwriters. Jay's bands include The Playthings, which I've played a lot of, The Expendables, which I think I played one of, maybe two, Breathing Cage, here on this album with The Matches, and her latest group, The Containers. They're probably gigging as we speak, and it's already tomorrow. We started out with Round These Walls. That was Tall Dwarfs on the Flying Nun label from 1998 from 50 Flavors of Glue. That's Chris Knox and Alec Bathgate, home recorded, DIY, and pioneers for sure. But even more, I'm going out on a limb to say Knox has genius for melody. And you can hear it in both his things I'm playing tonight. It's like a fingerprint. And I'm saying out on a limb because melody and what determines a good one is nearly impossible to define. But this I know, it isn't subjective. I refute anyone who says otherwise. Because I like it is not good enough. And likewise, if you happen to despise it, it may nevertheless be great, despite you. And I'm being dogmatic now. The reason I'm being this way is because I really do believe in deep in my heart that melody is a gift of the gods and it's mysterious. It's not like I know about it. I don't know about it. But this I know is that Chris Knox has it, probably to the chagrin of many a great musician. It's what makes him a tall dwarf. And we're going to keep the ball rolling, to keep the old 78s rolling in this duet 78s in New Zealand show with more Eddie Lang and Carl Kress, Picking My Way. Thank you.
is good for anything that ails you. Baby, there is nothing love can't do. Love is good for anything that ails you. How about a sweet romance for two? A kiss will pep you up, a little hug will step you up. If dreams have kept you up, you don't need pills, all you need thrills. Love's a precious thing that never fails you. Love is good for anything that ails you.
Going places. That was Joe Venuti and Eddie Lang on the OK label from 1927. Violin and guitar with Arthur Schutt on piano. I don't know if you caught that. It was like 5 seconds worth of piano. Recorded in New York in early May 1927. Giuseppe Venuto and Salvador Massaro, a.k.a. Eddie Lang, a.k.a. Blind Willie Dunn, aka Something Else, who took advantage of the new electric microphone in the 20s and made guitar a star. Before that, it was banjos because they could be heard. So, you know, it's the advent of the electric microphone that's responsible for the switchover from those early records, on those early records from banjos to guitar. You know? Now the guitar could shine. And Lang used the big resonant Gibson L4 and L5s. Going Places is his tune. And while a great soloist, Lang sets his rhythm guitar as a backing for Venuti's violin, with the tiniest of windows for a keyboard solo. And Arthur Schutt is no slouch. I mean, I've played him before. Anything with him on it is a record worth listening to. He's one of the great pianists of that time. You know, pianist, it doesn't sound like the right word for what he does in these records. Love is good for anything that ails you. Speaking of pianists, Eddie Duchin and his orchestra and the Victor label from 1937 with vocal refrain by Lou Sherwood. Music and lyrics by Cliff Friend and Matt Malnick from the Republic film The Hit Parade. I've spoken a lot about this pianist and band leader, Eddie Duchin, but here's something you may not know. And I want to add this because I've been playing a lot of Duchin, you know, in these shows. I love him. And you never hear this about him. And so here I decided to shoehorn this in, this little Duchin trivia. Well, it's not trivia. It's major to me. All right, here it is. In 1942, he enlisted in the Navy and requested combat duty. Discovering he had perfect pitch, the Navy found a niche for him. He was sent to Submarine Chaser and then Sound School, where he was taught to use submarine detecting audio devices to track German U-boats as a sound officer. His service included participation not only in the D-Day invasion of Normandy, but also Iwo Jima and Okinawa. You know? He went on to become a decorated, I say, you know, it always is, I always find it incredible that in World War II that people who served at D-Day, I mean, think about it. If they survived, they then were sent to the Pacific, which was a whole other kind of hell. I mean, it's just, I can't wrap my mind around it. And that Eddie Duchin was like, you know, in the thick of it. I mean, amazing. He went on to become a decorated officer with such awards as the Navy Commendation Ribbon with Combat V, Combat Action Ribbon, American Area Campaign Medal, the European Africa Middle Eastern Area Campaign Medal, the Asiatic Pacific Area Campaign Medal, and the World War II Victory Medal. And believe it or not, I gleaned that story from the Massachusetts College of Pharmacy and Health Services in Boston, where Eddie graduated class of 29, 92 years ago. Never made it as a pharmacist, but he could have been. And he graduated as class president. Okay, we started out that set with Picking My Way. That was Eddie Lang and Carl Kress on the Brunswick label from 1932, recorded January 15th in New York. Eddie Lang, yet again, born October 25th, 1902, died March 26th, 1933, too soon. I played a lot of Eddie Lang in the last few shows with blues guitarist Lonnie Johnson. Here he is with Carl Kress, also again. A great pairing, although too few tracks were recorded. Here's some music criticism by someone named Rich Kienzel. I liked this, so I wanted to add it, throw it in here. This is the quote. They seem to be thinking out of the same head. Lang's beautifully crafted solos were well set forth by Kress's chords. Conversely, Kress's rich chord solos were ably underpinned by Lang's outstanding bass lines. End quote. You know, my brain never would have come up with that. It's keenly observed and worth mentioning the next time you listen to Picking My Way. This is the Duets 78's in New Zealand show. I'm Michael Wilde. This is Mostly Singles, and we're gonna keep going now with Delmore Brothers. This is The Fugitive's Lament.
That howling of coyotes prowling, it sounds so mournful to me. It brings back memories of cherished loved ones, the ones I'm longing to see. I'm riding along out on the lone prairie, the rangers are searching for me. I'm riding away from my home in Texas, a fugitive ever to be. Father, they handed a warning to me. The men that I ran with committed a murder and laid the blame on me. I'm riding along out on the lone prairie, the rangers are searching for me. I'm riding away from my home in Texas, a fugitive ever to be. Sweetheart, I know she's lonely and longing for me to return. My happiness ended the night we parted, and now for her I yearn. I'm riding along out on the lone prairie, the rangers are searching for me. I'm riding away from my home in Texas, a fugitive ever to be. Nothing to cheer me, my thoughts go stealing back home. My life of sadness will never know gladness, I'm branded forever to roam. I'm riding along out on the lone prairie, the rangers are searching for me. I'm riding away from my home in Texas, a fugitive ever to be.
Thank you. John Henry left his hammer, lane side the road, lane side the road, lane side the road.
You're all
No, no, no. That was David Kilgore on the Flying Nun label from 1994. From his second solo album, Sugarmouth. David Kilgore, formerly of The Clean and unique songwriter I said once I needed to play more of, and here he is, in a shimmering song that transports. It gets me. It does. It's what I love best in New Zealand music, and it goes so well with tonight. Before that, Smoketown Strut, that was Sylvester Weaver on the OK label from 1924, nearly 100 years ago, almost. Weaver made the first solo recordings of blues guitar playing, cutting his first pair, guitar blues and guitar rag, for OK in 1923, here 1 year later in a scratchy but nonetheless mesmerizing recording. Weaver's records were popular in hugely influenced country, especially Bob Wills, who converted guitar rag into steel guitar rag that became a country standard. He recorded a total, this is a Weaver we're talking about here, he recorded a total of 26 solo sides before retiring in 1927, and on some of the later ones was joined by another guitarist, Walter Beasley. And before that, Spike Driver's Blues. That was Mississippi John Hurt. We did hear from him again on the OK label from 1928, from the first original sessions from way back when he recorded only 13 sides, only 12 of them issued, and this is one of them. And I think I played the bootleg last show. And then we started out that set with the Delmore Brothers on the Bluebird label from 1935, singing The Fugitive's Lament, recorded January 22nd, 1935 in New Orleans. And here's how Alton tells it. This is from his biography of them. When we woke up, his autobiography, I should say, when we woke up the next morning, it was snowing in New Orleans. It was the first snow they had in years. The weather was freezing. We went on over to the recording place when we had finished breakfast, and then we were in for a shock. The RCA company had rented an old abandoned building that didn't have any heat in it, and it was just about as cold in that building as it was on the outside. Mr. Oberstein, this is the record producer, had got hold of a little old coal oil heater, and it would not burn, just smoked a lot. And that was the only heat we had, if you can call that heat. And we had to make records in that setup. In those days, we recorded on wax. And when you made a few mistakes on that wax, you couldn't use it anymore. It was too thin or something. And the recording director watched that wax like it was gold. If you missed one, two, or three times, he would come in with a blank look and tell you to rehearse some more before another take. And that would only make everybody nervous. We made 10 sides. Our fingers would get numb, and we would have to stop and rub them to get the feeling back. And all that old oil stove would do was smoke. If it had worked like it ought to, it could have been a lot of help. So there you go. A little snapshot of how they made this record deep down south in January 1935. Winding up now, we've got a little time left, and we're going to keep going now with one of my favorites, Whisperin' Jack Smith, the Whisperin' Baritone, singing Possibly.
There's a ridiculous singing now going on in my heart, though my meticulous bringing up seemed to hinder its start. I've been a coward too long now, and I feel especially strong now. Caution to all the winds flinging, my love, I'll tell you in part. I mean, if possibly, I possibly could possibly tell you the way I've dreamed and schemed about you. I mean, then possibly, you possibly, might possibly, well, you might say, a wedding seemed about due. That is, I mean to say, I've seen today rings cute as can be. Chose one for you, I want you to see. For I thought possibly it possibly might make you agree that you'd possibly marry me. I mean, if possibly, I possibly could possibly tell you how scared I am to try to propose. I mean, then possibly you possibly might possibly, well, you might say no thanks and turn up your nose. I've been paving my way, slaving by day, and saving my pay too, hoping inside you'd say that I do. So you see, possibly it's possibly just possibly true that I'm possibly meant for you.
Battlefield Earth, mostly singles, is produced for Wave Farms WGXC 90.7 FM in the Hudson Valley, New York State. I hope you had a great time. Here's the Bats. Wonderful, beautiful. Good night.